More than 25 years ago, the New York Times reported that representatives of some of the nation's largest corporations, including IBM, AT&T, and General Motors, met in New Mexico to discuss how metaphysics, the occult, and Hindu mysticism might help executives compete in the world marketplace. In 1987, Gallup poll concluded there are more than 100 million New Age adherents here in America. A 2003 Harris poll found that 7% of U.S. adults, or 15 million people, practice yoga, an increase of 28.5% from the previous year. And today, 3 out of every 4 individuals involved in the New Age movement claim they were once Christians. This is Eric Barger, and 30 years ago I was a rock musician, a record producer, a recording engineer, a drug addict, alcoholic, and a practicing New Ager. I was role modeled by the popular musicians of the late 60s and early 70s. They didn't just teach me to grow out my hair, to use drugs, or abandon morality. Many of the leaders of the Peace and Love generation had made a conscious decision to reject Christianity in favor of the Maharishi, Eastern religions, and blatant mysticism. The philosophies and spiritual practices I learned in those days promised peace, love, power, and inner enlightenment. However, the quest for spiritual illumination led right through the world of the occult, where the voices speaking and the powers operating were, in reality, demonic forces that were intent on one thing: deceiving, seducing, and diverting an entire generation away from the one true God and into an eternity without Him. Stay tuned, as today we start a brand new series, New Age Truth or Old Age Deception.
It's time to take a stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Hello, everybody. It's Eric Barger. I don't often get a chance to do this, but I wanted to give our email update subscribers a special message. What you've just heard is a couple of minutes from this week's broadcast on Take a Stand Radio. In just a few hours, it'll be heard all across the United States on the CSN network, on selected local stations, and of course around the world on the internet. I hope you'll get a chance to listen to each of the broadcasts I'll be doing on the New Age movement over the next few weeks. You can listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast with iTunes or by finding a radio station that carries our broadcast on Saturdays. All of that information is available, of course, at ericbarger.com. God bless you. Thank you so much for supporting us, for standing with us, for telling others about us, and of course, for your prayers. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again soon.